This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Okay, we'll get more Cowboy quotables coming up later in the show, but it is time now to talk with Stephen Jones here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing this Football Friday?
Doing great, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We just got the news on Ferguson. Looks like he's doubtful for Sunday, huh?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a stretch for him to play. Probably, not probably, we are taking a conservative route with him, get him healthy, and good news is we like our tight end group and a great opportunity for Schoonmaker and Fan Ford to step up, and we'll bring Fan up and we'll have a good group.
So, yeah, I wanted to follow up on Schoonmaker. I know, you know, tight end can be one of those positions that might take a little bit more time. Do you feel like we're still on track and developing to get there?
Oh, yes. I think, you know, his deal is he's had some injury things that have set him back a little bit, and I think he just needs to get out there and get some confidence. He played really well last week in all phases, passing game, running game, and talented guy, and just needs a little confidence, and this will be a great opportunity for him to get it.
How are you feeling about this Saints matchup? I know Dak was talking about some of his buddies were texting him, "Who, Dad?" as he's a Louisiana guy, but two teams pretty close proximity, don't get to play every year. Do you see this as a rivalry?
Well, I don't know that it's a rivalry because you said we don't get to play very much, but obviously we're close. It's kind of like the Texans, not very far away, and certainly got much respect. Obviously, the late Mr. Benson was a good friend of ours and close to the organization. Obviously, Sean Payton coached there for a long period of time, and then Mickey Loomis, his son, runs our pro personnel department for us, and so there's a lot of connections there. They put together a really good football team. Another connection, we got the Kubiak sons going against each other. Klein's in our building, certainly doing a great job in our scouting department. And then, obviously, their coordinator is a Kubiak as well and doing a great job for them, it looks like, for the Saints.
Steven, I know you appreciate the opportunity for the elevations and stuff. And I know a lot of thought goes into that, though. Is that just one of those things that's kind of a weekly that, okay, you know, you know Nick Vigil was the guy last week. Is it, and you mentioned Fant, is it one of those things where it's kind of like you have to be very mindful of who you're bringing up because you've only got so many elevations at those spots?
Yeah, I think you need to be mindful of it. A lot of it obviously has to do with injury. I mean, probably wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for the Ferguson injury and the John Stevens injury, and both those guys should be healthy, should be able to go next week. So that should take care of that. Vigil, obviously, we're paying attention to. He knows that mic position, but we're training other guys as well. So, you know, those are just the moving parts that go with it. Certainly special teams play a role in this as well. But we really like the makeup of our roster, and certainly teams take advantage of those practice squad elevations. I think it's a good thing in the NFL.
It's Stephen Jones here with you on The Fan. Sounded like Mike McCarthy, a fan of Dalvin Cook's impressive feat. Do you think he's going to make an appearance on game day soon?
I think that's possible for sure. He's obviously working hard, great team player. You know, when Tim was the head coach at Minnesota, he was not only one of his best football players, as he says it, but also a leader of the team. So he's done a great job here. Obviously, watching his brother last night, he did a hell of a job for the Bills last night. Did a hell of a job against us when we played him last year. So great to have Dalvin on the team, and I'm sure he's going to get his opportunity with us.
How much did that that win Sunday buoy you guys as far as, you know, confidence that, you know, things are coming along just great? I know the way last year ended was disappointing for a lot of fans. You guys said to open up training camp that you still believe this was a good winning team. And, you know, not only did you get the points, but the defense with Zimmer appears to be like more fundamentally sound. I know it's just one game, but it feels like the early returns are great in that department.
Yeah, we felt that, you know, as I said, we felt good about our football team. You know, we were not only felt like we had a great draft, but we were getting guys back, like an Overshown who really stepped up and played a great game. Didn't get to play last year because of an ACL injury. Certainly some of our veteran pickups like Kendricks and Linville Joseph and Phillips, they all added to the mix, but you know, at the same time, you're right. I think what Zim's brought to the table, he's brought an edge. There's a lot of ways to have success in this league defensively. Certainly Dan did it one way, Zim does it another. And I think it's certainly he's bringing an element to the defense that I think is very productive, and it was great to see that. Obviously, we were very confident offensively based on what we did last year. Had one of the top offenses in the league that we were going to be able to move the ball again, and certainly we were playing against a tough Cleveland defense, but I feel like all the pieces are there for the offensive side as well.
Have you ever eaten pickled pig's feet before?
Yes, I have.
You have? Okay, you're laughing.
Yeah, being from Arkansas, that's certainly most young men don't grow up and you don't at least give it a try, but I actually I liked them growing up.
Okay. How about that? Well, my guy Walchuk just had a bet payoff today, and he just hammered home a Big John's ready-to-eat pickled pig's foot. Is it usually as red in the jar as the one that we had, or was that an off-color situation? That
Yeah, they're a pinkish red, if you will.
Okay.
Very vinegary.
Yeah, very vinegary, for sure.
Okay, but you liked it. If you were, like, trying to give us the most, like, the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, would that probably be it, or have you had a weirder animal?
Well, there's, some people push back when you talk about eating Shetlands, but I'm a big fan of that as well. I grew up, my grandmother, on my dad's side, she used to cook them for us, and my grandfather loved them, my father liked them, and so did I.
Wow, that's fantastic. What's the general Stephen Jones game day eating? Like during the game, are you snacking on something or what's the move there?
My go-to is I got to have the hot dog before every game. And then I'll snack on the chicken wings or chicken fingers, at halftime there. But usually can't pass up on those hot dogs, usually more than one before the game's over.
That is legendary. Of course, there's all kinds of great stuff to eat at AT&T Stadium. Have fun out there on Sunday and give them hell. We'll be pulling for you, Steven.
Appreciate you guys. Great being on.
Cheers. There he goes. Every Friday, 3 o'clock here on 105.3 The Fan. He did confirm that, you know, Ferguson doubtful, but he likes the chances of Scooney, Brian.
He does. And we'll see with Noah Fant getting the opportunity. And you asked him about, you know, with the situation with the running backs and stuff.
Yeah.
I think they have to be careful. This might be a game where they'll be able to run the ball, and maybe they're going to need Zeke to blitz pickup if, in fact, that the Saints are going to attack you the same way. So you're going to need him in there. But with Cook, I think that you don't want to use up all the elevations, and they're going to probably get to a point in time where, like, okay, this running game is not working, and maybe we need to see Cook for the next 3 weeks and make an evaluation from that. You just don't want to bring him up and then all of a sudden, he gets three carries and he does nothing for you, and you've wasted that elevation right there. You know, so because if you get past the three games of the elevations, then he's got to go into the 53-man roster. And now you're saying, okay, well, who do you sacrifice? Well, you'll say maybe there'll be some injuries and stuff that will take care of that. But if everybody stays healthy throughout, then, okay, who are you taking out of the mix? You know, I mean, I don't know if they would take Ezekiel Elliott out of the mix. I mean, Deuce Vaughn, Dowdle. Somebody's going to come out of that mix if, in fact, they have to activate maybe Cook.
Very interesting indeed. You know, you have quite a while. What, trade deadline?
November 8th? 9th. I think it's
they pushed it back. Yeah, it's even later now.
Yeah, it's like the halfway point of the season. I'm going to play the 8th or the 9th of November, I want
to
say.
To me, it's exciting because the biggest problem, I think, on your team is the run game. But your offensive line should be good enough to get you at least average production if you have a good player in there. And if none of these guys can answer the bell over the next 6 weeks, I think it's something that could easily be remedied at the deadline without spending too much capital. NFL news of the day coming up. Woolchuck, where are you taking it?
Yeah, we got some injury updates for you. We've got Hollywood Brown and the future of Tua. That's next in the Nation.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.